This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Cut up here in just minutes at 4:30. The return of Who Sucks Less. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And since it's National Fart Day, a few from our question. But y'all, a couple years ago, I had just started my current job working on post at JBLM in a warehouse. I'm the only female working there at the time, and I was standing around in one of the bays with my coworkers. We're just waiting for the day to start. I don't remember what I ate the night before, but I let a silent one slip, and oh Lord, did it reek. I wasn't sure how my new coworkers would react, so I just kept quiet, pretending not to notice anything. Finally, a few of my coworkers noticed the odor. Their faces began expressing what they were thinking. One of my coworkers, John, he turned and accused me and the other coworker, Harry, of being the one who dealt it because he had just, I guess, just John, because he had just started a new carnivore diet, also because only a Marine can fart that bad. Harry kept refusing it was him, and the two began to go back and forth, repeating their accusal and denial until Harry's face was beet red, and you could tell by his tone he was getting upset. I started staring at John with a big smile on my face until he looked at me and finally realized it was me and not Harry. I just slowly nodded my head while giggling. It was me. I would also roll up and lock the windows of my car when I was mad at my ex and had to fart. That from Leslie in Bonnie Lake.
Damn, Leslie.
Guys, name's Josh. I'm from Gig Harbor. First off, love the show. I'm out drinking one day. It was a long day. Put down 22s of Mickey's Ice like it was the end of the world. I was stupid and got behind the wheel. Got stopped for a headlight out. When I got to jail, in the booking process, I got my revenge. The poor CO that had the job of checking prison purses got a full face full of the smelliest fart I have ever let go. I couldn't help but laugh a little. He ran out of the room and yelled, "You have 1 minute to get dressed." I almost felt bad for the Pierce County Corrections Officer. I'm sure he still remembers that inspection. Have a great day, guys. That's from Josh. Got two. First one. Elementary school. Lined up to do math problems on the chalkboard. Being on the shorter side, I needed a step stool to reach. As soon as I step up, a surprise fart escapes. Right in the face of the girl behind me.
Oh.
Who had a crush on at the time. Second one. 19. Working at Target. Felt one brewing. I go back to the stockroom area with all the clothing to muffle the sound. I get to the end of one of the aisles and let loose. When I say this fart was bad, it was death. Made my eyes water. I was making my escape, and from the opposite direction I was going, I hear, "Oh, God." It cleared out the entire stockroom. That's what I learned to my body does not like Miracle Whip. Haven't touched it since. I'm 52 now. See you guys on Friday.
Nice.
That from Chris. Couple more. Difficult to recall the most memorable one. There have been many. But the first one that came to mind happened about 20 years ago when I was playing beer pong in a garage at a party. Trying to be polite, I stepped as far away from the table as possible, over to the garage door, which was unfortunately closed. I swear I smelled it instantaneously. And at first, I wasn't sure if it came out of my body because it smelled so rancid and otherworldly. No clue what I ate or drank to cause this monster, but I shrugged it off, went back to the game. Seconds later, a female friend of mine walked directly through the cloud, immediately gagged, and started yelling at me in a wide-eyed, animated fashion through numerous subsequent gags. You'd think it would be embarrassing, but everyone was laughing so hard at her reaction that the butt bomb became an afterthought. I still feel bad when I think about it. That poor girl. I'll go ahead and omit my name on that one, but see you guys on Friday. I'll run for the exits if I feel anything like that coming, I promise. As we move on to the birthday request, guys, Lynn and Dave want to wish Casey a very happy birthday. Coach Ed, any advice on turning 28? And maybe some captain stories about when the captain turned 28 as well.
Man, I don't have a ton of advice, but 28's a great age, man. You're still in your 20s. You're a little bit wiser because you're almost in your 30s. But also, people don't expect you to be smart and wiser. You'd be like, I don't know, man, I'm in my 20s. But yeah, 28's a good age. Get out there and enjoy it this weekend.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. My 28th birthday. Well, that's the year that the mascots and I took the Onassis Guppy to the waters off the coast of Madagascar, where, in addition to delivering a kilo of Bolivian marching powder to a local warlord named Nong Pudi Tang Tang Nkompalolo Jr., we were also there to recruit some of the local animals into mascothood. And we had a whole presentation ready. Good pay, medical insurance, keys to the Quaker Oats Man's meth lab, and sex, of course, with the Chiquita Banana Lady once a month. Well, we ended up with two lemurs that now rep Hintwater. I think you've probably seen them on TV. And sure enough, they get paid well. Have medical, definitely take advantage of the meth, and absolutely shag the Chiquita Banana Lady. Crunch berries.
Michelle, can you please wish my son-in-law James a very happy 34th birthday? Can you give him a huge cat fart? He is our champion crop duster. Perfect show for today's birthday. Sending him love for holding things down for my daughter and grandchildren. Thank you guys, longtime listener Danielle. As always, thank you guys for keeping us entertained for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but y'all, today I celebrate my 53rd trip around the glorious flaming ball. Can I get an old school Leroy Jenkins? Some dad jokes for Miles and the dirty Germans describing all the fun my wife Lisa and I are going to have at the Lager launch party at Black Raven Brewing on Friday. Side note, any chance of getting a Men's Room World Tour stop in the South End? Maybe Tacoma or Olympia. Who knows? Might happen. That from AJ from Ole.
Let's do this. Leroy!
All right, a couple dad jokes. What do we got? What has four wheels and flies? What has four wheels and flies?
Coffin.
Dead.
Four wheels and flies.
What has four wheels and flies?
I don't know.
A garbage truck.
Yeah.
My kid said she's actually starting to get tired of all the ice cream jokes that I tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's all in good humor. And one more.
You're really milking those jokes.
Thank you. A woman gets on the bus with her baby. The driver says, "That is the ugliest baby I have ever seen." Woman goes back to the bus in the back and sits down angrily. She says to the man next to her, "That driver just insulted me." The man says, "You go up there and give him a piece of your mind. Just go ahead. I'll hold your monkey."
I'll hold your monkey.
Hey, guys, is it too late for all? Sorry, you guys, Germans in there too, right?
Yeah, you'll be there at the lager party. I'm sure you'll have a good time. It's funny, you say, will the men's room ever visit the South End? Well, if you play your cards right, we'll visit your wife's South End Friday.
Yeah. Have you ever seen what two lagers do to one birthday girl? Hint. It involves a hard hat and plastic gloves.
Guys, shout out for the love of my life for the last 40 years. That would be Judd. 60 years young today, still going strong.
Judd.
Having a big old bong rip to start things off, followed by some turtle sex, and maybe some advice from those dirty Germans on tonight's birthday plans. Many thanks, y'all. Love the show. That from Carrie.
Yeah, if today's your birthday, I think you just walk into a bar, say, my name is Judd, pull out my pud.
Yeah. So, you know, I heard that he's been waiting for days, weeks even, so he can fill up a jug.
Yeah, people are going to say, what's on your condom? I'm going to say Judd Mud.
Jesus.
Judd.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflat.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less? Here at Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or you follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, I bring you three stories. I'll start with this one that you might remember earlier this year. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this one. They say, finding out that your pilot was just arrested for DUI moments before you were set to take off, it's not news that any airline passenger wants to hear. Yet here we are with the story of Southwest Airlines Flight 3772. A TSA officer at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport in Georgia smelled booze on 52-year-old pilot David Alsop and informed law enforcement. He proceeded to board the plane before it took off for its early morning flight to Chicago, and they had to remove him from the aircraft. Passenger Robert Newmert, he said, quote, "We felt the plane moving away. Then it just stopped. Saw a police officer enter the plane, go into the cockpit. They got off the plane. Then a few minutes later, come back. And this time the pilot left with him." Now, per the FAA, pilots obviously are not allowed to drink while they're flying a plane, but they're not allowed to consume alcohol within 8 hours of piloting a flight or if their blood alcohol level is 0.04 or higher. Quote, "We're aware of a situation involving an employee on Flight 3772 this morning from Savannah." That, of course, coming from the airline. They noted that Alsop had been removed from duty and that customers on the plane were booked to other flights. So all these people had their flights delayed, and the one passenger was saying, "Man, I ended up canceling my trip altogether." To see that and know that that is why they took this guy off the plane, I did not want to fly to Midway this morning. It left a pit in my stomach. By the way, the guy, he was arrested and released on $3,500 bond. But yeah, they were actually taxiing on the runway. And they finally, like, dude is hammered. Maybe don't let him. Now we go to China, where a company has come under fire for installing surveillance cameras in the bathroom to see which employees spent, quote, "too much time on bathroom breaks," and then posting the offenders on a wall of shame. All right, so many Chinese companies, they've long been trying to discourage workers from spending too much time in the bathroom by various means, like installing countdown timers in bathroom stalls or limiting bathroom breaks to one per day. But this tech company took things a little further by installing hidden surveillance cameras into its restrooms to monitor employees' activity and then shaming those who wasted too much time in there by posting screenshots of them for everyone to see. Now, a spokesman at the company, the Lixin Electroacoustic Technology Company, they admitted that employees were surveilled in company restroom, but claimed that the measure was meant to discourage time wasting during work hours. Well, naturally, when news of this got out, it became rather controversial when how China wants to deal with bathroom breaks. So one of the problems was, one of the people that they posted up there for spending too much time, he was constipated. He's like, "I was not in there wasting time. I was in there trying to poop." But nevertheless, they take a picture of him. And keep in mind, the screenshot they use is you in the bathroom.
So you're in the stall.
You're in the stall. Okay. The camera is on you. So they said, like, look, some people are in there choking down cigarettes or playing on their phone. But this guy that ended up on the wall of shame is like, I couldn't poop. Thank you for videoing me and then posting my picture for all to see.
Wow.
Now we go to India, where a woman stands accused of tricking her husband into selling his kidney on the black market to fund their daughter's education, only to then steal the money and run away with her lover.
Wow.
So the woman from West Bengal, she spent months trying to convince her husband to sell one of his kidneys in order to fund their daughter's higher education and arrange her marriage in the future. Although reluctant at first, the man eventually grew to believe that his sacrifice would improve the family's financial situation and secure his child's future. So he spent a year looking for a buyer on the black market, as selling human organs, as you might imagine, kind of illegal. But he finally found one about 3 months ago, and after going through the painful process, he entrusted the money for his kidney, which was $11,500. He entrusted that money to his wife, only to have her steal the money and elope with another man. The man learned that the real reason his wife had been pressuring him into selling his kidneys had nothing to do with the well-being of the child. So some time ago, apparently, she'd met a man from a different village through Facebook. The two of them became romantically involved. So she planned to abandon her family and move in with the lover, but she decided to squeeze every penny out of her husband. So she already planned on leaving him and her son to go live with this guy. But she's like, wait, before I do that, let me see if I can get some money. So after his wife's disappearance, along with the family savings, the man filed a complaint with the local police and tracked the woman down. Well, the husband, his 10-year-old daughter, and the parents, they all went to this village to confront her, the woman who had abandoned them. But she would not be swayed. Despite their pleas, the woman refused to unlock the door, even told her husband that he was free to do whatever he wanted and that she would soon be filing for divorce. But no criminal charges against her.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those are your stories. You got the drunk pilot, which we have heard. It's just he was already taxiing down the runway. That's one. We have the Chinese company who's installing the cameras in the bathrooms, hoping to cut down on people wasting time. But one of the guys who they posted his picture on the wall of shame just couldn't poop. And then finally, this woman in India who convinced her husband to sell his kidney on the black market, then took the money and ran off with her lover.
Okay. Well, the pilot's, in my mind, the worst. Because he put all those people's lives in danger if he would not have been caught.
That's the thing. He had to be caught.
How did he get...
And this is not the first time he's done this.
How did he get that far?
So, the way the story is, a TSA agent was like, I smell booze on this guy, and he seems drunk. But the pilot, he walks by, gets on the plane, does whatever pre-checks you have to do. The guy from the TSA contacted law enforcement. And I guess, I'm sure they radioed into the cockpit to talk to the co-pilot or whatever. But that's why he got that far.
All right, yeah, that was just my one question. Like, Jesus, seems like there should be a way to stop a drunk pilot before they start taxiing.
Yeah.
The guy that lost a kidney, he should, in theory, be okay.
But he's only got one now.
Right, he does have one kidney, but in theory...
He's now a single dad.
Yeah, he is all those things. But the good news is he's not married to that woman anymore, even though she took his $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he no longer has a kidney. I think that sucks the second most. So I'm going to have to go with a company in China that filmed the employees going number two.
Yeah.
Just to see who was wasting time. In the bathroom.
Some of them were wasting time and doing nothing. This one poor guy got his face up there. I don't know how long he was on the toilet, but long enough. Again, you're surveilling it. You know what he's doing.
I'm not agreeing with the policy. Yeah, saying out of the three stories, that one seems to not be the worst.
And he's constipated. But also, it goes the other way sometimes, right? Like, what, I don't know, you're coming down with a bug or something.
Oh, you're in and out of there in no time.
Or sometimes it's just hard. I would say the opposite. Sometimes you're like, oh, am I done? Nope, gotta keep going.
Yeah, so in turn,
you're sitting there for a while, but it's not like you're wasting time on purpose.
Right.
I guess if you saw a video of somebody smoking a cig, but like...
Sure.
I don't know. I'd have a hard time, like, it just seems odd. Like, yeah, that one does suck. But, Miles, I don't know that I could disagree with you. I almost want to say the woman in India sucks the least only because, to me, there's no charges, right?
No.
That's just legal.
I guess, because the only person, based on the law there, that broke the law is actually the husband.
For selling an illegal kidney on the black market.
Right. He sold his kidney on the black market. I don't think they're going to press charges against him just based on the circumstance, but I think they're like, look, man, if your wife leaves you, she leaves you. She didn't really steal the money. You gave it to her. She duped you, right? But and then she abandoned her kid. Like, she's not awesome, but there's nothing illegal here. Except for the thing that you did.
I mean, she's just a terrible human being.
Yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly, but somehow did not break any laws.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, that one just seems crazy. Also, yeah, I mean, I don't know. This guy is too nice. Or he's stupid.
Your kidney guy?
Yeah, because it's like, I got to get my kidney removed, and then I have to find my own place to fence it?
Right. Yeah, could, like, you get your kidney cut out, and then you go to the black market, and you find someone to buy the kidney?
Right, if somebody came to me, and I was dumb enough, and they convinced me that they could sell my kidney, like, dude, get it out of there. I can get you, you know, a mil and a half for it. Like, I'd be like, all right, well, you got to do the fencing.
Right.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's my kidney. I think that was her whole plan, though.
It was like, look, that way, if anything's illegal, if we get busted in the scheme at all, he's completely the fall guy.
Right. And now he's a single dad.
She's got no hands on it, right?
Yeah. Just a great human being, that woman.
Love it. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook and X and Instagram. Child of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I count it to 5:08. We will drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study suggests that things truly do seem better in the morning. I wonder if that's just because, you know, you're hitting it with a fresh palate, basically. You're well rested.
Like, what things? Like, if you think on something or just, like, you have a better outlook on the day?
I think that's what it is. General outlook and general just how you're taking everything is a little bit better in the morning.
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just not a morning person.
That's
so
fair.
So, like, when I wake up, and I'm mighty grumpy and all that, but then, generally speaking, I start processing the crap I know I need to do.
That day.
It's not necessarily good or bad. It's just what you have to do. But, like, that doesn't bring me pleasure.
I do find that things that I really grind on and I'm anxious about, it might cost me a little bit of sleep on the front end, but then after I do wake up in the morning, I do generally feel better about it, and usually I find the answer.
Okay.
It's something, you know, I grind on for hours, like, how in the hell am I going to get around this? And then I wake up, and it's almost like it just plugged into my brain in the middle, and I, like,
you just wake up and there's your answer.
Yeah. Walk right in.
Why'd you spend all this time worrying about it? Here's your answer.
Yeah, no kidding. No,
I mean, generally, I feel like that's true. Sometimes there's something that bugs you so bad, you just wake up pissed off about it still.
Yeah. That's fair, Cole.
You know what I mean?
100%.
And I'm with Thrill. I'm not a big morning person. So that first hour could be a lot of just, good day.
Yeah, that's...
My problem is when it wakes me up in the middle of the night and then I can't get back to sleep. I have to sit there and just mantra myself for an hour, like, there's literally nothing you can do about it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Just go to sleep. A University of New Mexico study found that our brains may contain as much plastic as 5 paper clips.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't think a paper clips is being plastic.
Well, they have plastic paper clips.
All right.
Well, you see, like, the agency, like, the pink paper clips or the yellow paper clips. A lot of times, they're just plastic ones.
I'm old school. He's the regular paper clip.
He's metal. Metal or nothing.
Well, I remember when that metal guy used to help me.
Clippy?
Oh, yeah.
The hell is Clippy?
Remember the Word, the Microsoft Word, the little paperclip guy that would show up and be like, you know you spelled things wrong.
Yeah. I never had that experience.
You know.
Not that Clippy. I didn't spell things wrong. I just had, like, spell check. I never, like.
Well, no, he would tell you. This was like.
Yeah, it was just Microsoft.
He would pop up and be like, hey.
This guy. You know this
guy. You don't remember Clippy?
Oh, yeah. No. Then what are you saying? So if I'm typing something.
Yeah.
This dude pops up and tells me.
He'd show up and he'd do this. Looks like you're writing a letter. Would you like help to get, you know, get help writing this letter? Or you
what? I've never seen this dude in my life, man.
You have lived a privileged life where you have not needed to have this crap, dude.
Well, I mean, like, I've had spell check where I'll look up and be like, all right, I spelled 15 words wrong, but I've never had, like, an animated character pop up. It's just Clippy, the red line.
Clippy saved you a lot. I mean, this was back in the day. You're talking, like, late 90s, early 2000s, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, Microsoft Word. Like one of the early editions.
Wow, man. I must have really not been on computers at all. Like,
I was about to say, you also, to be dead honest, given the fact you didn't have a phone for a while, you might not have just been on computers when Clippy was
built. Right. Based on the years you said, I feel better about myself because you guys are like, yeah, Clippy. I've never heard of this dude. I'm writing
like essays and whatnot for schoolwork and stuff.
By the time I started working with you, like I think Clippy was already kind of. But the guy in the past.
Yeah.
But anyway, I use regular metal ones because I stand with Clippy.
Attaboy. Stand with Clippy. Circling back around, I feel like that has been a real big health talking point is bringing awareness to the microplastics that are everywhere.
You're hearing it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Anything that you know, consume out of when it comes to plastic. The plastic that is, just a container. There's microplastics in there that apparently get attached to whatever food or drink that you have, and you're ingesting those.
I mean, it's in everything. It just seems like everything they bring up, like, those microplastics.
Right. What water bottle am I supposed to freaking use?
Right.
Glass ones or metal ones, I believe.
I know. But then it changes. Then it's like, well, the metal ones have this. Right. I'm going to throw it. Like, there's microplastics in everything.
Here's an idea. You could... Don't pass it on to the consumer, but you could tell these giant companies to stop putting that crap in there.
That's fair call.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Or we're going to pay more for it.
Right.
By the way, somebody here on the text line, they remember Clippy.
All right.
But they want to know, do you guys remember the wizard's name or the dog's name you could replace Clippy with?
Oh, I didn't know that we had that option.
Guys are just bragging about Clippy. You don't know about the wizard and
the
dog.
Man, I hated him so damn much. I just wanted him to go away. Why did you hate him
if he literally showed up to help you?
Like, because he helped me with things that I didn't need help on.
Oh, he's a little intrusive.
You ever had your phone autocorrect for you, but you actually meant what you wrote? Oh, that was Clippy.
I know.
All right, that is frustrating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't need a wizard.
Yeah.
You just need a paperclip.
Well, he's talking about wizards and dogs. I'm thinking about that goddamn dog and Duck Hunt. We'll come up and laugh at you.
You didn't hit a damn thing.
Yeah. Like, I need him laughing at me?
You're a dog. You can't even hold a gun.
I can't even spell. I know you spelled that wrong.
Yeah. Clippy was all right.
I don't do some research on this Clippy.
Now I'm kind of interested. What is the name of the dog and the wizard?
The wizard that can play.
Probably like Willie the Wizard. Because he was Clippy the Clip.
That's a wizardly name.
So what do you name the dog then?
Doug
the dog.
38% of Americans are kept awake at night due to the sound
of silence. They're kept awake because I know a lot of people prefer noise. I like dead silence. Or I don't like dealing with bugs. But anytime I go back to the East Coast in summer, you kind of crack the window. There's something very soothing about hearing 8 billion insects make whatever noises they're making.
And I don't think that's what they're talking about. I think it's just dead silence.
Yeah.
When I moved from Issaquah to Sumner, I went from living next to a main drag in and out of Issaquah to this tucked away spot out in Sumner, and the amount of noise that was in my bedroom went from a chaotic amount to absolute zero. And for the first week and a half, 2 weeks, it took me a minute to fall asleep just because it was so quiet.
I will say this. So I got new windows last year. Thank you, Window Nation. And they make a massive difference on how much outside noise. Like, you don't really hear outside anymore, which is cool. My wife likes to have the TV on to go to sleep. The other night, she falls asleep. I turn off the TV, and for 5 seconds in the dark, I'm thinking to myself,
all right,
this is so awesome. And then I just hear, it's the dog. Dude.
Oh, no.
Dude, I mean, it was like the dead silence for 5 seconds, and the only other sound I hear is the dog fart. And then, you know, 5 seconds after that, the room's just lit up and stink. And I'm like, really, man? You know what I mean? Like, I got 5 seconds of actual peace, and I can hear you blowing one out, and now the room reeks. And like, so I went to bed, I just irritated.
dogs do make a lot of just annoying sounds. Like the one that's inconsequential, but have you ever heard your dog just...
My dog does it all the time.
Like, what's your deal?
It's always the...
Right.
Like, you don't have a tough life.
Right.
Well, I mean,
your dog's just judgy.
Yeah, he is. He's a jackass.
That's how you're going to play that game?
Uh-huh. Oh, really? You have an opinion? All right.
All right, I'm not going to take him for a walk.
Right.
Dude.
Go lick your butt.
Yeah, exactly. You only survive because of me.
Right. But as naturally as it comes, sleep can sometimes be difficult to achieve. And even then, sleep that's worth it can be an even trickier thing to obtain. But luckily, we can help.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and productive next morning. For me, it all begins with a healthy regimen of whiskey, a tasty anti-anxiety pill, brushing my flowing beard for 10 minutes, applying Vaseline to my earlobes and elbows, donning my favorite footy pajamas, turning on the sound of honeybees, and finally, my dog Henry licks the fingers of my left hand after I've coated it in smooth peanut butter. Works like a charm every time.
Glad it's his fingers.
Vaseline on your ears and elbows.
Oh, sure, they get dry.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Not ears, but elbows is a massive one.
Really?
You bet.
Yeah.
I'm black, brother. Vaseline was first aid for all maladies when you're a child. Didn't matter about Vaseline on it.
I don't even own Vaseline.
Really?
Well, no. Yeah.
Damn. So these are some soothing pre-sleep
Vaseline
habits.
Has gone out of fashion. Not everywhere. But I don't know. When I was a kid.
It was everywhere.
Same thing. My mom, whatever happened, you put Vaseline on it. Put Vaseline on it.
Go back outside, stop crying.
My household, it's Aquaphor. Just another ointment, but it's a cure-all.
We got Aquaphor.
Oh, yeah. All over the place. Nothing beats chapped lips better than Aquaphor.
That's what my son uses it for.
Yeah.
That dude, Aquaphor. You know, a lot of people get addicted to the chapstick.
Yeah.
He's all about his Aquaphor.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
Do not that, let
I was
going to
say, Vaseline, and then my mom also had the theory that whatever was going on, just take an Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So as far as the pre-sleep habits for a restful night, they finish out the list with making your wind-down routine as consistent as possible. If you want to make real changes to your sleep routine, including with your pre-sleep habits, it's important to start small. Begin by just picking a couple of some of the ideas on this list and be consistent with them before tweaking the routine.
Do you have any kind of routine before you go to bed? I mean, check the house, turn off the lights, mm-hmm. check the doors.
Pretty much.
That's it.
There was one.
How many times you check the door?
Once.
Jesus.
Because, well, the reason why I said, honestly, just having the dog... I'm very confident should anyone open the door, they got a problem because she's a lunatic and she doesn't know you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Also, I'm awake, so when I shut down the house, that's when I lock the door because the dog's going to follow me into the bedroom.
And I consciously will be like, checking the door, it is locked, we're not checking it again. And my little routine is generally I'll go in my bedroom, turn on the TV, hit the sleep timer, go use the bathroom, brush some teeth.
Brush some teeth. Not all of them. Right. Just some.
And then check that goddamn locked door.
Really?
Every night. Miles, I know. I locked it.
I've found...
I can't help it.
I found in those situations, either saying what day it is or what day of the week it is helps.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that way you can be, you know, you can know that you set it on Thursday or you set it on Wednesday the 5th. I locked the door.
Right.
That sort of a thing.
I mean, look, I'm with you. I don't know. I feel like I'm checking that door two or three times.
And you know what? That's not a problem. I have heard one, kind of like what you're saying, Steve. They put it in a very poetic way. It's just putting the house to sleep. Putting the house to bed.
But that's it. It's like that's always the last thing I do.
Clean things that need to be done. Yeah. Tuck it in. Kiss it on his forehead. Give it a little glass of milk. Set your alarm for the same time every single night. Even if you don't set your alarm for the next day right before bed, they say that it's probably the most important habit of all if you want to fall asleep faster at night. Sleep truly starts in the morning, so getting up at the same time every day and getting light first thing is what's going to align the body to a 24-hour
day. I'm on one of those lights that light up slowly.
How is that working for you?
Awesome. And not only that, but I will wake up before it starts.
Nice.
If I set it...
just wait for the glow, kind of?
Well, no, I'll shut it off, because now I'm up. It served its purpose. Like, set it, I will get up before the alarm. If I don't, I will sleep past the time that I need to get up.
Yeah. Soothing pre-sleep habits, they say to read an actual paper book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Says it helps calm the mind.
It does.
This person here says that they try to read for at least 10 minutes in bed before falling asleep. These few minutes quiet the thoughts about the leftovers on the to-do list and make falling asleep that much quicker. The only downside there is that I've heard that it causes kind of a subconscious reaction that when you start reading, you start getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can muscle past that, it is a great way just to give the mind a little bit of a project to fall asleep to.
It does. But for me, it really depends what I'm reading, because... you're right. I will go to bed. I will lay in bed. I'm thinking voraciously about whatever I've just read. But then you have dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, so I'm like, I probably won't read Stephen King before. Not because I'm scared, but I'm going to have an effed up dream that involves some Stephen King crap.
This person says that they swear by their white noise machine. They say, I originally bought it from one of my...
Oh, my God.
Oh, that light has that, too.
Are you sure you live in this house?
You can do waves.
There's raisins in my chicken salad.
All right, everyone ready to rock and roll?
You can do the
music. That's just what I picture.
It sounds like a massage parlor.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're getting a massage.
Yeah.
And they play that dreamy music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that, too. They got waves, birds.
Exactly.
All this made a little basil, and you boil a chicken breast. It's the best way to eat it. Anyhow, time to get up. Time to go to sleep.
Hey,
it's time to go to sleep. You want some mayonnaise?
Hey there.
Time to go to
People
sleep.
People do listen to those sleep stories, too.
Time to go to sleep. You want to retry that handshake real quick?
Jesus. Mike, have you heard of those? Those guys that do the sleep stories?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like famous people who talk to you at night, and they put you to bed.
What are they talking about?
My ex-wife does this. Nothing.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey. You probably just relax for a bit.
Yeah, just hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet your Fran Drescher does not do it.
On his pillow.
Gilbert Godfrey.
It's time to go to sleep.
Just listen to
relax your mind.
Listen to him read Good Night Moon.
The day's over. You did it. You can chill now.
They say to take a warm bath.
Chicken was too spicy.
Oh. Good night.
Have a good night. They say take a warm bath.
Yeah, hot shower sometimes. If I'm really, like, worked up, or like, the brain's just racing.
Yeah.
That warm shower at night, especially at night, too. Like, in the morning, I don't know. I'm not in the shower that long. But at night, it's like, we could spend some time in here.
They go, dim the lights as it gets dark out. It's basically bringing your eye intensity down, letting everything relax there. We hear it every time. Ditch the electronics 2 hours before bed.
Yeah, that blue light, man.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hurt you.
Don't eat dinner too late, especially if you're prone to heartburn. I don't have a choice. I get home at 7 o'clock, as does my wife, and then we need to make dinner.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, I eat pretty late.
Yeah.
But I will say, the heartburn's tough. That's the Friday night, Saturday night. Let's eat something at midnight. It's like, I'm like a gremlin. I shouldn't feed myself after midnight.
Miles, you nailed it. Sleep story podcasts are the best.
Oh, they are.
They got them on there. Man. Write down to-dos and other thoughts that might keep you up at night.
Let me just write it down before you go to sleep.
Exactly.
So it's out of your head. You don't have to remember it as you lay in bed.
Right. It's bothering you. You write it down. Therefore, and you kind of trick your brain into thinking it's taken care of for now. It's on my to-do list. I've written it down. Like I said, there's nothing that you're going to do about it at 10:30 at night. You can't go to the store and pick up whatever it is that you needed. Okay. Write it down. We've got it taken care of. Now we have a plan.
I tend to have pen and paper in the bedroom anyway, because I'm one of those people who wake up at like 4 in the morning and just have an idea. And if I think it's funny, write it down. Because I've learned my lesson that you'll remember this, and then I don't.
Right.
Yep.
So I'm just like, just write it down, man. Exactly. It might be stupid, but figure that out tomorrow when you read it.
I gotta do that. And then this is the number one soothing pre-sleep habit for a restful night and productive next morning.
Masturbation, man.
Seriously, like crazy, dude.
Clean the pipes.
Yeah.
Get one out on you.
If I polish that bad boy and then head to bed, I mean, ow.
You ever wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning,
yep,
can't get back to sleep?
Yep.
Go knock one out real fast.
Because it's already there.
No, fairly close, though. Give meditation a try if you haven't already.
Yeah. Meditation. My bad.
If you don't like to do that.
The wrong M-ation.
A stuffed toy at Aldi locations is causing a stir online, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe our very own Mike Hawk will have more on this during headlines.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy to announce, gentlemen, being the ass man that I am, today we toast Juan and Julio of Bellevue, Washington. You might remember Juan and Julio. They were the pair of miniature donkeys that were stolen from a stable on Sunday. They were loaded into a trailer and then driven away. Now, no one knew who took them or why, and we still don't. But some good news, Juan and Julio have, in fact, been found.
All right.
And are doing just great. They are alive and well. What I like about this is they say a good Samaritan contacted the police to report that two donkeys matching the description of Juan and Julio were seen in Fall City. And I'm thinking, if it's me, I go, hey, man, Juan and Julio Falls. What other donkeys do you think they are?
Yeah, I'm seeing two donkeys that match the description.
I'm like, I found the donkeys. They're right here. But yeah, so found alive and well. I don't believe they have any suspects right now. I know earlier today they were in the process of reuniting Juan and Julio, both with Ozzy, their companion horse, and the owner. But made me happy, man.
That is awesome.
I'm an ass apologist. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, I met Pokey. And after that, I'm like, I like me a donkey.
And you love a parfait.
And a parfait, yes.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant alive for Profile This right now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.